Jimmy, really. It's fine, Jimmy. It's okay. It's fine, Jimmy. It's okay. Don't worry about it. Right.
Are you ready?
This water tastes funny.
That's why I didn't take it.
Well, something on the show has got to be funny.
What did you do with this water? It smells like it was filled up, like, with a tap that also happened to use soda.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Are these not fresh water bottles?
Did you not break the seal on that bottle yourself?
I did not.
You did so.
You jipper.
Okay, there's no need to be racist.
Podcast is not happening. I'm sorry. Is that racist?
When you say it, it is.
Hey, guys.
Hey!
Thanks for tuning in. How do
you
do? I'm right. I'm God.
And I'm Jesus Christ.
Jeffrey Burnett. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you.
What we do on this show...
Yeah.
We debate the, what do we do? We talk about comics. We talk with comics about the real... No.
No, that sounds right.
Thanks for tuning in to,
Everything's fine, Jeffrey.
Everything's fine.
No, I was just saying...
Oh.
That everything's... Go
right.
on.
Okay. Continue. Thanks for tuning in to... No, I was just saying that everything's fine. I'm Jeffrey Berner.
I'm Jimmy Calloway.
Jeffrey Berner. And what we do on this show is we debate the real issues.
The say that. Extremely real issues.
Wait. Go.
Oh, you want me to introduce myself?
No. And with us today... is our new permanent moderator.
Well, before we get to our new permanent moderator,
this person all
we should explain that
what happened to our previous permanent moderator.
Not a very pretty story, alas.
Mr. Nicholas Crosby.
Right.
Not pretty, but somehow sexually alluring.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but not pretty, no.
No.
What happened to, poor Nicholas Crosby,
mm-hmm.
who was with Buddy Skip at the time. They were both holding hands at the time.
Yeah.
It was almost like they were in the same body.
It was rare that you saw one without the other. Yeah. That's how close they were.
Yeah. So what happened was poor Nick Crosby,
uh-huh.
permanent moderator, fell into a volcano after falling into my pushing hands.
Right. Now, this sort of thing happens all the time. You just don't read about it in the papers a lot because, you know, as we all know, the media ignores these sorts of stories.
You don't read the papers.
They don't want feel-good stories. They want, you know... sex and violence.
Yes, exactly. And what a feel-good story this is.
It really does feel good.
Yeah, I mean, he just happened to fall into this volcano on the 11th happening of the Jamie Gamblin Planetary Alignment.
Oh, Hell Gamblin.
Peter, have you converted... Oh, shit.
After.
Right.
God damn.
I'm sorry. But it's a real tragedy what happened to Nicholas, and I happen to have with me, I just printed this out on my computer.
Wow!
I just,
Your computer prints? You don't have a printer for that?
No.
It's just printed right out of the computer.
Yeah.
Wow, fucking wave of the future. That's amazing.
Thank you. What I mean by that is I'm, of course, reading this off. I just wrote this up. I'm just reading this off.
Oh, okay.
But I have here Nicholas Crosby's will, as written by Nicholas Crosby himself, about the whole incident. And he says, "Hey, guys!"
Uh-huh. God, it's like I can hear his voice. It's like he's here in the room.
That was Nick.
I would like to leave all of my money to my murderers. Jeffrey Berner, I don't know what he means. Jeffrey Berner and Jimmy Calloway.
Remember when Nick Crosby was on The Muppet Show? That was a great... That was my personal favorite of his work.
Yeah.
Anyway...
Oh, I didn't mean to interrupt Nick.
Strange how he ended the will by saying anyway.
It was as though he was allowing for an interruption.
Yeah,
God,
anyway.
So... He could see so far ahead, yeah.
Seeing as they were pretty shaken up by this whole thing, I'm sure, we decided to, instead of letting the police conduct the investigation, me and Jimmy decided to conduct the investigation on this.
Are we heroes? Obviously.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that, you know, we need all the...
No. Not the money, which we'll be getting from Nick's will.
Claim and everything else.
Yes, yes. And we ruled that this event where Nick fell into pushing hands from me into a volcano was a suicide.
Right. I mean, it was open and
tragic
shut.
Tragic suicide.
A very clear case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's real. It's reminiscent of Brenton Bullock.
Remember that?
Reminiscent. Almost copied, if
from
you
will. From episode 3?
Yes. Remember that, constant listener?
Long time listeners?
Yeah.
First-time callers. Remember that, Mike?
What's going on, Mike? How's the call center? Hey, anyway. Hey, thanks for tuning in. If I'm glad to remember. So, but luckily, to replace the irreplaceable,
right.
We have a new permanent moderator.
Yes, we do.
A Mr. Peter Bandick.
Bandick, everybody.
Peter Bandick.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for having me. Yeah, I'm good.
A little frog in your throat?
A little Diet Pepsi.
Are you eating French people? Whole.
Yeah, they deserve it. For a reason. Hey, guys. I'm ready to moderate in the real permanence. I'm ready to put the real permanence in the word permanent moderator.
It's about time.
Finally, someone put permanence in the word permanent moderator.
Because I don't know if you guys have noticed out there in podcast land, all these permanent moderators end up being
not so permanent.
Less than permanent.
Hardly moderators, really. Don't take word of it. But, you know, it's good to have you here, Peter.
Thank you. Good to be here in what I'm not sure is a basement yet. I'm trying to determine.
Uh-huh.
I know we went downstairs. But
we did go down some stairs.
Generally implies basement.
Generally.
But we also took an elevator up. And then an escalator down.
That's true.
And then
there was a chute, then a
ladder.
This Escher painting.
Then another chute.
We were in about 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Four-dimensional stairs we took also.
That was fun, though.
Yeah, it was real cool.
Yeah.
Then we took one of those things the firemen slide down, those poles. And we, of course, got naked for that.
You particularly seemed
and
to enjoy
And then we ended
that.
Up in our studio. Yeah.
So here we are.
Here we are. So thanks for listening, guys.
Good night.
Hey, you just tuned in. If I'm loud or I'm... Peter, how's your day?
Thank you for asking me. Man, I have a foggy day.
Sounds great, Peter. Jeffrey, how was your day?
My day? Oh, well, thank you for asking me, Jimmy. Thank you for... Hey, Jimmy. Thank you for asking me. Hey, Jimmy?
Yeah.
Thank you for asking me.
You're welcome. Well, so my day was mostly spent vetting possible future moderators.
For the folks at home, venting... It's the process of performing...
Or vetting, perhaps?
Sure. If you want to pronounce it correctly. Vetting is the process of performing a background check on someone before offering them employment.
Yeah, right. Thank you, Jeffrey. So I was doing that when I got a text from Brenda.
For the folks at home, Brenda, venting. Brenda is our imaginary intern whom Jimmy insists is an actual person.
Right, exactly. So Brenda asked me if she could take the day off on Friday.
For the folks at home, Friday is the day of the week... Directly after Thursday, and which ends precisely before Saturday begins, coincidentally.
Yes, yes. So I told her that I would sooner raise the price on ringtones than do that.
For the folks at home, ringtones is not what I'm going to be talking about. For the folks at home, raise the price on ringtones is a nonsense axiom that Jimmy thinks is a thing people actually say.
That's absolutely correct. So she texted me back quite obscaciously.
For the folks at home, obscaciously is a made-up word that Jimmy just used to try and make himself sound smarter. Yet, ironically enough, he has done the exact opposite.
Right. Thank you, Jeffrey. And she said, and I quote, for the folks at home, this bit doesn't really have an ending yet.
Yes. Yes.
So.
Turkey sandwiches. That was a pretty obscacious ending to our discussion.
Man, I gotta look things up. I bet our listeners are pausing to look words
right.
up. Right
well,
now.
I hope they have the imaginary dictionary that I used.
Hope they're not on a run. Your listeners don't run, do they?
I can't imagine them doing anything of the kind.
Probably good.
Even if their lives were in peril,
yes.
They'd probably still just walk casually away.
I like to walk away from my problems. Some people run away. I walk away.
What's
you mean
the
like,
rush?
Like,
what yeah. is everybody in a hurry for
you mean
these
like
days?
An exploding gas station?
Yeah.
That's your problem? You just kind of walk away?
Just walk away from it. I put that explosion in my past. You know, I don't need it anymore.
Right.
Water bridge.
Future. That's what it's all about.
Oh, yeah. Or when you're destroying the bridge over the River Kwai.
Yeah.
That problem you have.
Whistling.
That's bridge under the bridge, really, after... You're done with,
I'm going to have to look that one up. Too,
right.
Jeffrey.
It's a classic film.
I'm really warm, so I'm fanning myself.
Right.
Peter should get closer to the microphone.
Okay. Move on to our...
Hey, everyone.
Let's bridge ourselves into the first topic.
Let's do!
Ah, finally.
What say you, Peter Bandit?
Came what I came here to do.
I'm so glad you ejaculated.
Oh, man. Sorry about the mess, room. All right. Hey,
You will not be
this
the last.
This is what I'm moderating now.
Yeah.
And we're going to take on those real issues that we mentioned 10
yes.
minutes ago. Basically,
yes.
exactly. Look at the timer. Hey, from the world of sports, the first topic. Now that professional gay athletes are a thing, how soon until gays are dominating professional sports? Let's give the floor to Jeffrey. Let's give the floor to Jeffrey.
Hey, yeah. All right. So, you know, the idea...
Those are very interesting opening comments, Jeffrey, but if I may now speak my piece, frankly, I can't be more for this. I'm coming right out and saying it, that I think gay athletes are the, it's the happiest news I've received in some time. I mean, think of all the changes in boring, dreary old sports that we'll have now. We'll have more colorful uniforms. You know how drab and plain all sporting event athletes' uniforms are? Of course you do.
Totally.
And then, and you know how, like, the mascots for all these professional sports teams are always grimacing and making angry faces?
Yeah.
No more of that. That's how they're all going to be very happy and sexually
Jimmy.
Fulfilled.
Jimmy! Okay? Now, why don't you listen here, okay? The gays, I'm not against gays playing in sports, you know? I mean, but the gays dominating sports. I mean, sure, of course, you know, you'd think they'd like to dominate those sports and go, oh, yeah, you're bad sports, aren't you? Who is some bad sports? Oh, sports. Ooh.
Sounds like the gays I
know. Oh, you're some naughty sports. Oh, sports.
Jeffrey, I am not submitting to this argument whatsoever. What you are pitching, I am not catching. I think that the opposite effect will actually take place, in that when you have a more homosexual athletic world, then it's more of a team spirit. I have never met any gays who were at all catty or backbiting or anything like that. It's all going to be go team all the way. Face in front.
Excuse
most of the time.
Me. Now look, you know, if we just let the gays dominate sports, we're going to end up with mascots wearing ascots. We'll be mascot ascots. But, I mean, you know, why not just leave them in the homo leagues where they currently reside, drinking their Gatorade?
I hate you so much. I like that point.
Gatorade?
Yeah.
Mascot ascots. Now, I mean, look, the gays dominate...
Ascots? Are these gay athletes from the 1800s?
Anyway, the homo leagues, that's where the gays should play. As much as Jack Hay, Tucker, Steven, Stefan, Stefan, Bryce, Paolo, Robinson has been trying to get into the repressed gay leagues, he will have to stay in the homo leagues. Okay? I mean, but plus, I think the gays are dominating sports enough. I mean, after all, female sports are already entirely dominated by the gays, as we know.
Jeffrey, come off it! There is no such thing as female sports, and you know it. Now, what I find to be the most, I cannot think of words tonight.
Right, right. No, who needs those? Just show them with your body.
Oh, the turkey sandwiches.
What a body.
What I find to be the most optimistic, the most uplifting part of the story,
yeah,
is that all the little gay boys and girls out there who will now have, you know, real idols to look up to, no longer will they have to look up to such non-athletes as Madonna or Patrick Ewing, but instead they will have plenty of T-ball superstars and, you know...
I don't know, but anyway, look. Okay, I mean... If you let the homo leagues turn into the race, if we just let everyone play, you know, equally, you know, then you know, if these gays let out their repression, you know, they're not gonna have the energy to play, because you know, once you've had it's fun boinking a guy in the keister, how alluring does tackling him sound, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, if we just let these, yeah,
yeah,
I agree.
We're supposed to accept some of these arguments at some point, right?
I think so.
I think so.
I think so. Now, look, you know, if we just let this happen, you know, we're going to end up with free dildo night at the stadium. You know, there'll be guys going, dildos here, get your dildos. $5 for a dildo for your son, get your kid a dildo there, huh?
Yeah, two down front.
Dildos here. Hey there, dildos. Dildos here. Dildos.
Dildos here. Jeffrey, I have here in my right dildo a piece of incontrovertible evidence that will once
well,
and for
I just yes, want to support Jeffrey once with one of my tags. I heard that in the event of ties that overtimes will be now settled in the showers.
Ooh.
And
I don't see anything wrong with that.
No.
And that
I
don't was, know. That seems was like a plus. Shameless, shameless dig. To end that debate. All right. Hey, we're done with that topic.
All right.
And we're moving on.
Moving
with
on.
My next...
We're like, come with that topic.
We bookended. Okay. This one comes from the, I think was submitted by a listener? Yeah.
Yes.
Definitely a listener. And here's the topic. It's from the world of animals. I've heard that animals are demanding that they be referred to by their original species names. Per example, cats are being sick of called cats and would like to be referred by their traditional species name. Are animals, Jimmy and Jeffrey,
yes,
are animals
Peter.
In the right? Or are they just being animals about the whole thing? Let's give the floor to Jeffrey. Okay, Jimmy, I'm pointing at Jimmy.
Yeah. No, they could see that you were pointing at me. So
could correct him there.
Now that we pointed at me, I point to you, Jeffrey Berner.
Oh, thank you. So, you know, I say the have a point.
Did I sound like that? Jesus.
No, your accent's really,
thank
it's
you,
really
thank
coming
you,
along.
Thank you. Please continue, Jeffrey.
Thank you. I will continue. So, you see, in my continuation, I will begin continuing. And to continue, I will start saying...
Jeffrey, if I could just get a word in edgewise. Now, look, this really gets my goat. And yes,
goats.
I said
how
goat.
How dare you say goat?
I personally cannot approve of this move on the animal kingdom. I mean, next thing you know, people will be demanding that we pronounce Spanish names correctly, calling it Los Angeles, like a bunch of assholes. Now, I personally am not going to say...
Now, look here, Jimmy. You know,
I'm looking.
Thank you. It's pretty, ooh. So, the Lions, forgive... Oh, my... Forgive me. I said the L word. Can you... Can't believe... Are still being oppressed this very day, being whipped by their flamboyantly dressed tamers. And that it's just wrong to me that the...
Jeffrey, how long are you going to live in the past? This should all just be brought to heel right now. Now, there are plenty of members of the animal kingdom that have been willing to learn the English language in order to fit in, to become a part of society. Animals like McGruff the Crime Dog. Animals like Yogi Bear. It's in his name, Bear! Animals like Spuds McKenzie, who granted didn't talk a whole lot, but
Yogi
not on
Bear,
camera.
More like
anyway.
N-word Jim. Okay? Rara! Now look! Okay? Ponies. What is wrong with the P word? I use the P word. Forgive me. As they prefer to be called, the little people. Okay? You know, although they're not in chains anymore, they are still in girdles and harnesses, which are pretty much the same thing as chains, you know? And nay.
Jeffrey, I can't believe that, you know, you're completely discounting the works of one of our greatest scientists, Dr. Moreau, whom he dedicated a whole island to advancing animals to the obvious next evolutionary step, that of human beings. Are We Not Men? Is not just Devo's first record, but it's also the motto by which the great Dr. Moreau lived by.
Well, Jimmy, look here. You know, but what about the poor pumas? Oh, my. I'm just awful today. They prefer to be called, forgive me, Jews, okay? You know, now, when the Jews come out into the forest and they approach campers, you know, they deserve to hear those campers before they get violently attacked. Scream, hey, run away, there's Jews, not pumas. That is offensive.
I can get used to the saying that, yeah.
hey, this one older lady I know, she's a real Jew. You know, she's interested in the younger guys.
I think you're confusing pumas with cougars, Jeffrey.
Are they the same thing?
I don't think so, because otherwise we'd be calling lusty older women pumas.
Well, cougars are also called
mountain lions. Oh, wait, we do call them Jews, though.
Right.
Okay, I guess maybe I was confused.
Cougars and mountain lions are the same, right?
What am I, a fucking zoologist all of a sudden?
I'm only moderating.
Right. Well, look.
I'm glad we have a moderator who knows his place for once.
Yes. Yeah. You know, we as humans, oh my, H word. Ah, sorry, we as, you know, we have to recognize that the are just as we are, okay?
Jeffrey, no. I have actually a follow-up question on that. What is the preferred species name for human beings? I'm a little confused as to the morphology, because that sounds very similar to what, like, maybe a bear would call itself.
No, the bears prefer to be called obese gay men.
Okay, that's all I just wanted to... That was a point of order I just needed clearing up. But now I have here, in my left, obese gay man... A piece of in...
Let me interrupt you there, Jimmy.
Convert 11.
We gotta move on. All
right. Okay, all right.
Points were made.
They sure were.
Slurs were slung. It's time to move on to the next topic. Also, hopefully, about gays a little bit.
Yes, it is!
Yeah, that was Get My Goat this morning. And I'm glad to settle this. Hey, from the world of metropolitan questions... This next topic, we as the comedians, we're always in the big New York LA debate. Where to move?
Right.
You know, what has the best pizza?
Mm-hmm.
What is on the Pacific Ocean? These kind of questions when we decide where to move.
Where are you most likely to see the Statue of Liberty?
That's always my second question whenever I'm going to move anywhere. What is on the Pacific Ocean?
Right.
Yeah. The answer is also Japan, which is not helpful.
That actually is very helpful. I'm going to make a note of it. Immediate.
Because there's Japanese in both.
Right.
Okay. Japan. The city's so nice, they named it twice.
Hey, but let's ask this question, and this will be good for our listeners who have been thinking.
Yes.
New Yorker versus LA. Where is the better place to have AIDS? Yeah. Jeffrey, I want you to go first.
Well, thank you.
Jeffrey!
I still went first.
I also want you to go first.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. So,
Jeffrey, if I could just interrupt there. And ask you to please go first.
Thank you. Thank you. So look here. You know, my main point about this whole thing, and this will really be helpful as a point.
Yes.
And I would hate to be interrupted at this current juncture.
Consider it not done.
You just interrupted me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Please, continue.
Okay. Where did I start? Oh, yes. Yeah. So first, my main point, which I will continue to make as a point, and it will start that point at a certain point.
Uh-huh.
And my point will be at that point. Is that the point? Is
Jeffrey, first of all, in New York City, there is a much better mass transit to not only contract AIDS, but also to help more efficiently spread it. Now, in Los Angeles, everybody's driving, everybody's stuck in traffic. Where is the AIDS virus going to go in any sort of timely fashion? It's going to have to leave the house like 2-3 hours in advance. Who even wants to do that? New York, you hop on a train, you're right down, you're up in the Bronx.
Jimmy. Look, New York clearly is not the place. The place to be is L. AIDS.
That's what you made us wait for?
L. AIDS. Because, you know, New York may be the city that never sleeps, but L.A. is the city that never sleeps without not wearing protection.
Yeah.
With people. Sexually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Magic Johnson had AIDS. He's a heavily associated with L.A.
That's true.
He is an L. AIDS curve.
Magic Johnson or Broadway? Who's a bigger figure in the AIDS community?
Peter, I'm glad you asked me that question. I think the answer is clear. On one hand, you have a lot of men in various states of undress, getting sweaty and, athletic. And then you have Magic Johnson, who's a professional basketball player. I think that Broadway... Thank you for that. Come on in. What was I saying before I was so rudely interrupted by your ringtone, Jeffrey?
Some sort of a producer who owns a computer and lets us use it forgot to keep the computer prepared and let musical things start coming on as we talk.
It's almost like
almost
that.
As if that's the case. Back
it's
to
almost
LA.
Almost as if that's the case.
Being the better city phrase. Because clearly it is not Philadelphia. All right? You know, think of all the LA stars who have AIDS who you can go see in Los Angeles. You got your Tom Hanks. You got your Ho Chi Minh. You got your Forrest Gump. You've got the name of Tom Hanks' character in Big. You've got
that Castaway guy.
You've got the guy from Castaway.
The volleyball from Castaway.
You've got Wilson.
He was all bloody.
Yeah.
Had AIDS.
Yeah. Had AIDS. Blood AIDS from the volleyball. You've got.
Every time I see blood, I think of AIDS.
Exactly. Mm. You've got Terminal. Remember the movie Terminal?
Sure.
Yeah. You've got,
That took place in a hospital.
You've got Lost in Translation, no, that was Bill Murray. But you've got,
Jimmy, why don't you start talking
you got
right
Ho Chi Minh again.
I've seen this happen before, he doesn't stop doing that.
I don't know, I just like this, I like trailing, I'm a big fan of trailing off, in general.
Yeah,
and, Oh, so anyway, like I was saying. The other thing that, for one, okay, this is going. I'm going to lock it right down now.
People. Okay, I'm ready.
Los Angeles is internationally known as being one of the cleanest cities in the world, whereas in New York they have a much more in depth and long standing tradition with industrial waste. It's right next door to New Jersey. Now, if you can name me a better place where you can poke yourself on a used needle, I will eat my hat. And this hat, I'll eat it raw. I won't even cook it first. And it's one of my favorite hats, which is more than
me. Now look here. Okay, I mean, L.A., that's a hip place. That's a hip place to have AIDS. Whereas New York has Madison Square Garden and Times Square. They're a bunch of squares. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. L.A.
Everything in L.A. is round.
Yeah. And when I think round, I think AIDS.
The Hollywood Bowl. Generally associated with being round.
Yeah.
The Hollywood sign.
Yeah.
There's an O in that.
There's three O's. Three O's in that.
Circle.
And D is kind of round as
right.
well.
Also, yeah, and also in the letter I on the word sign.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you know, AIDS, it's more just a thing God sent to punish the gays. It's a thing we all are not at all sick of hearing jokes about.
No.
It's a great thing. Because who can forget the great 90s West Coast rap, West Coast, East Coast AIDS battles that were fought out between two... AIDS.
And notorious HIV.
Notorious HIV. That's right. Bad boy in your ass. That was, I believe, yeah. And Death Row, unfortunately, was the other. It was a very somber one, really. Yeah. Suge Knight, he was sweet. So, I have in my left AIDS wrapper a piece of...
Let me interrupt you there, Jeffrey.
Okay.
And we're going to end that debate, although, say, both places are probably very suitable to wither and die from your disease of lust. Okay, we have to... Are we going on to a truth or dare game now?
That is
well,
the...
Well, yeah, you should probably declare a winner.
All right, I have been tallying these marks. There, I've been tallying them in sets of four with the cross hatches
in the way.
This
time we referenced the founder of communism.
And with one, by one diagonal slash.
Wow.
That's as close as you can get while also reaching a multiple of five. Jeffrey...
Who could it be?
Don't keep us in suspense! I really thought I had a chance. When he said Jeffrey, I was like, oh, I think this is... 50-50. Twice in a row. I hope that our listeners write in. Incensed.
I know, it's strange, because it's been completely back and forth, almost as if it was planned up to
almost as if. I mean, obviously that's not.
Yeah, no.
At all the case.
Yeah.
All right, well, I've lost.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks. As always.
Hey, you just tuned in to If I'm Loud or I'm Right. And, hey, you just tuned in to Truth or Dare Random If I'm...
Oh, we back, baby.
So, Jimmy... being nothing, a loser, nobody, you are now to be subjected to one round of truth
Peter, could you please keep it down?
Or dare!
I know you're new here and all, but
or dare.
Delicious. Wait, is this what sandwich. We always do?
Huh? What? Always one.
You said that as always. We're going to do truth or dare.
Yeah, we always. Pretty sure.
That like does not sound familiar to me at all. I've listened to several episodes of this podcast.
I've never had, to be honest.
Well, then I think I would know. I don't think that truth or dare is a thing that
pretty
we do
sure
on here.
We have a round of truth or dare.
You know what? I don't want to get into an argument in front of Peter.
No, you never want to argue on this podcast.
It's the last thing from my mind. Mm-hmm. The furthest thing from my mind.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Wait, some more synonyms for being a good distance away. Oh, a good distance away from your mind.
Right. Yeah. Very good distance away from my mind.
Yeah.
Far away from shouting distance.
Truth or dare, Jimmy?
Dare.
The choice is yours.
Dare!
You could go with this, or you could go with that.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could go with this, but this is where it's at.
Is where it's at dare, because that's where I want to be.
Sorry, I was just quoting one of my favorite rappers, Black Mare! Okay. Because you see the rapper's name Black. It doesn't. So, dare it is, Jimmy. I dare you.
Uh-huh.
I should think of a dare. One sec, guys. I dare you to travel around the world in 80 days. Good luck.
Wait, so we always do truth or dare?
Yeah.
Every single time?
Every time.
All right. And now you're daring me.
Wait, so when you kissed me earlier...
That was completely on my... Yeah, that was my own volition.
Okay, we're going to talk after this, but...
I should hope so.
I dare you to travel around the world in 80 days, and if you can do it, or if you survive, you will receive my entire fortune of $10 million.
Wow, think of all the jewels, Vern, I can buy with that money.
Wait, I'm thinking of it. It's a lot.
It is. It's quite a bit.
Yeah. I have to buy a balloon.
Why don't you guys let me worry about the travel arrangements? I accept your dare, Jeffrey Burner. Okay. Now, if you excuse me, I'm going to make a telephone call.
Okay. So, hey, Peter.
Hey, how's it going, Jeff?
Hey. I like how you're, like, very quiet.
Hi. Yeah, hey. Is this my neighborhood travel agent?
And sometimes you're very
low. Oh, great. I would like to make some travel arrangements. Yeah. No, I'll hold.
Speak into the mic.
Yeah, I know, right? It's kind of... I like how, like, sometimes you're very...
What are you guys talking about? I'm on hold. Oh, no, sorry. Yeah, hi.
Okay, so,
yeah, no, I'm looking into traveling around the world. Do you have any kind of a package?
I don't like that.
That actually, see, because that sounds like, what is that? 85, 86 days?
Right.
89? Okay, I actually, what I need,
I'm a sponge.
I should have opened with this, actually. I should have said that first. It's my fault.
I forgot that.
I have to do it within 80 days.
I forgot we found you in a sink.
Yeah.
Possibly.
No, yeah, that's me. Listener of the podcast. Yeah. No, this is Jimmy. Cool.
So,
Who's
getting on the phone with
No, me? I hate him, too.
That's weird. So,
no, I mean, ugh.
You know...
No, I'll tell him, but...
You know, this
it's nothing he hasn't heard before.
Studio?
Anyway.
Yeah.
No, we're recording right now.
Because he murders hats.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's how he keeps a tally of his
number of hats he's murdered.
All right.
The 80s baseball stars he's murdered.
Can you shut up for a second? Okay, I need to travel around the world within 80 days.
Oh, is he talking like a friend?
I don't know.
I'm on the phone with my travel agent.
Oh, you guys. I wouldn't worry about it.
Okay. So what is that going to... Thank you. What is that going to run me?
I have $10 million. Whole fortune.
You're a rich guy, Jeffrey.
Yeah, I know. Jimmy, you're just penniless.
Hold on one second. Hey, it's Jeffrey, I don't mean to interrupt you guys. Real quick. Huh. Can I get like an advance of like 80 grand?
80,000...
On that $1 million.
Sure. You'll have to give it back and then go back to being penniless if you don't succeed, which you won't. But yeah, sure, no problem. 80,000. Here's $80,000.
Can you just answer my question without a lot of...
I'm writing now one check for $80,000.
What is that, one of those novelty checks?
It is.
When you win something at the grocery
store?
I'm
cutting a ribbon as we speak, and this is the closest check to me. You may notice I made hearts out of the...
you do that always.
Yeah. $80,000 for Jimmy Loser... Calloway.
Okay, that's funny and all, but I don't know if they're going to let me cash the check if it has a fake middle name in the middle. Can you just make it out to James Dean Calloway?
Sorry. James Stupid Calloway.
Thank you.
No problem.
All right.
Wait, let me sign the back.
Why would you sign the back of the check that you're writing to me?
Go on.
Sign the... Okay.
Peter.
Have you ever written a check? You're 20 years old. Why would you ever do... Okay. I'm sorry.
Wait, real quick. So, yeah. Peter, anyways.
Hey, okay,
Peter,
tell me.
What's going... So, Jimmy doesn't realize that it's the 21st century and no one uses checks anymore. Because he's an old, stupid fucking idiot.
Oh. Right. Uh-huh. His oldness.
Okay, yeah, a check right here. Yeah. You guys take checks still, right?
Yeah.
Do you guys think you can send a wheelchair over here?
He still doesn't know plastic exists.
Yeah, to assist me in getting to the airport.
He thought I was talking about a bird.
At the age of 36, I'm a decrepit old man, as you're well aware.
I thought you were talking about opaque.
Opaque?
Okay.
That was the second guess. No, that sounds great. He thought it was a Scottish bird called
opaque. No, let's leave right now. Let's go right now.
I'm starting to realize I'm old.
Bye.
Really relating to this cowboy guy.
Gregory Opec.
All right. Travel arrangements have been made. Okay.
Alrighty.
I will see you guys in just under 80 days, I believe.
Alright. Good luck.
Is it this very spot?
Yeah, right here.
This very spot.
Well, I have to leave from here.
Take your friend Jackie Chan and the globe. Get out. You're running out of time there.
What?
Your friend Jackie Chan? Wasn't Around the World in 80 Days originally a movie with Jackie Chan in it?
He made an appearance. And he was now he's kind of fallen on hard times.
Yeah.
I think.
He had a much larger part in the novel.
If only he were on posters on a man's wall, but alas, only Jet Li can hold that reign. So
I can't sit around here and gab with you two. I got a flight to catch, so I'll see you later. When you see me next, I will have traveled around the world, as per our dare.
So you'll be dead.
Yeah, obviously a coffin. I don't go down to the grocery store unless I'm in a coffin.
Right.
Wait, okay.
Are you just going by plane? You're not going to see that much.
Get out of here.
You're see a cabin.
My travel arrangements are between me and my travel agent. I'll fill you two in on all the details when I get back.
Wait, so you're traveling from here to your travel agent?
That was the dare, right?
No, around the world in 80 days.
All right, I got to make another phone call.
Okay, so Peter.
Yes.
Sometimes you ever, murder posters and then hang them up on your walls as a victory thing?
Yeah.
Hey. Hi.
I kill a lot of college kids, so yeah. I've gotten roughly.
Yeah, how's it going? Look, there's been a little mix up. I could have swore that I asked for the travel package for around the world in less than 80 days, but I think I might have just made arrangements to travel just to your agency.
And which is not going to. They could probably draw a pretty accurate representation of Adam's room.
I did.
Yeah.
Down.
You know what? That does sound.
And stray headphones on the floor.
Okay. Yep.
It's actually a pair of headphones hanging up, you can see, and then a pair of...
No, I got them. We're okay, so we're good.
All right. I'll see you in 80 days. Not! Goodbye, Jimmy Calloway.
Goodbye, so long. Jeffrey Berner. Goodbye, Peter Bandick.
He's never coming back.
I'll see you when I get back for our next episode.
He's never coming back. I'm going to marry his fiance.
Nice.
Yeah.
She hot?
Ooh.
I'm not actually here, so you'd have to ask Jeffrey.
Oh, Jeffrey, she hot?
No.
So it's purely out of spite.
Yes. She's hideous. She's actually...
She married that penniless guy.
Huh?
That penniless old man.
Oh, that penniless old man who's tried to travel around the world right now?
Yeah.
The funny thing is he has 3 dimes, but not a penny.
Literally penniless.
Exactly. He could go to a parking meter, but he couldn't do as much of an exact amount of time for parking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It did strike me. I'd be okay being penniless.
You'd be okay being penniless?
A lot of people say pennies are obsolete now.
That's true, actually. I've heard
so
their
penniless
values,
guys are...
cost more to make them than, to, yeah, than their actual value. You know, I'm beginning to suspect this economic system of ours isn't perfect.
Yeah.
I don't know if... I mean, I having $10 million and Jimmy having zero, clearly something's right there. But overall, I'm beginning to suspect this economic system of ours has a few flaws.
Hey, guys, I'm back.
Oh, cool.
It was a lot less than 80 days, as it turned out.
Oh.
It wasn't even, it was like two, three minutes? How long was it gone?
5 minutes? Like that.
Okay.
Something.
So, yeah.
Let's say.
Here I am.
How was the world?
The world was not bad.
Accurate.
Here's
hours.
My suitcase where it has various stickers of the locales that I flew through.
Damn.
Taj Mahal.
Where else can you get those stickers?
Exactly.
Golden evidence.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Rock solid evidence.
And I am a man who owns everything, including a sticker dispenser of every sticker around the world. But who doesn't have those? Those are everywhere.
Right.
Anyway, you're back. How did you do it? How did you pull off such a feat? Many feet. How did you get so many feet on your trip?
What do you mean?
You got hundreds of severed feet with you right now.
What can I say? I mean, they were all duty free, so I was like, why not load up on them while I'm here?
Right.
You know? Yeah. No, it was really no sweat. I called a travel agent, made some travel arrangements, or they did the
So when you were talking to a travel agent, that was you calling a travel agent. Ah.
Right? See, that was the first step in my plan.
Right.
And then I just showed up at the airport, gave him my identity, my ID card.
Right.
And my identity.
Right.
Surrendered my identity.
Right.
And then,
God, Mexico is the worst travel arrangement.
It's not the best. Yeah, I don't know if I'd say it's the worst. Immigration laws are terrible. And, hopped on a private jet, and, that 80 grand came in really handy, thank you again, and, yeah, here I am. So where's my $1 million minus the 80 grand that you advanced to me?
Damn it, I always forgot that it was, why did I think it was 1810? I'm always doing that.
Did you think I would have to travel in a balloon? Or something like, is that what you were thinking? Yeah. You know, I had a feeling.
I got the idea when I watched the movie up on the television, but then, you know.
Right, which that should have been your first clue.
Right.
It's like, hey, I'm watching a television. Am I living in the early 19th century?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Right. For listeners at home, the 19th century is actually the 1800s. But if you number the centuries from the birth of our Lord and Savior up to now.
For the listeners at home,
yeah.
Our Lord and Savior is, of course, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who was born unto Mary and Joseph of Bethlehem.
For the listeners at home, God is the mother of Jimmy Calloway. And she produced rather disappointing
spawn. For the listeners at home, Jimmy Calloway is the far more attractive, older yet
for
more
listeners
wise.
At home, Jimmy Calloway is a damn dirty liar who
of this podcast.
Anyway, here's my $10 million.
Oh, it was $10 million. I thought it was just $1 million. That's cool. Interest, or what have you.
Okay, here's $1 million.
That's better.
Sure fooled me.
Was it in a briefcase? I can't see it.
Oh.
Yeah, you just kind of
I transferred it electronically.
Oh.
No.
I'm sure we'll throw off Jimmy.
I thought you were going to write me a check.
That is, because he's old.
He's very old.
That's true. Here, let me just put my listening horn up to my ear so I can hear what you youngins are saying better.
Okay.
Old people still use, like,
you're not holding a listening horn. You must be really senile.
Yeah.
You're just holding nothing to your ear right now.
What's that? Are you my daughter Barbara? Who died in a car accident in 1971?
Yes. I'm here to collect my $1 million. Please.
What a strange accent you seem to have adopted all of a sudden,
yes,
Barbara.
Yes, I'm here to collect my $1 million. Hand it over, please.
That sounds much more like the Barbara that I know.
Hey there.
All right, here you go.
Thank you. So thanks for tuning in, guys.
Yeah, thanks.
Peter, anything to say?
No. Hey, I just want to say that this was a pleasure. If you guys could have been here to watch what was going on, they were saying stuff the whole time and, you know, like gesturing. And I was like, shit, I'm really here right now. Hey, but you guys want to send off? I'd like to sign off.
Yes.
Thanks for listening to I'm Loud or I'm Right. You'll catch me next week moderating another, hopefully, debate between two men.
Thank you.
Oh, are we going to get two men in here to debate next week?
I mean, I was...
That's actually not a bad idea.
How about we debate over who gets to take them home?
Huh?
Oh.
I'll fist fight you for that privilege.
Ooh.
Wait, what was that last one? That's what I thought it was. I just want to make sure.
Ooh.
A lot of noises on this
one.
People will remember the Peter Vandick episode as the one Jeffrey really pulled out the noises.
People will say, hey, did you hear the Peter Vandick episode of Lara? I'm like, I think. And they'll go, you know, the one with all the sound. Oh, yeah.
The noise episode.
The noise episode.
That's kind of what it will be dubbed in lore.
Yeah.
Kung Pao was a good movie. Thanks for tuning in.
That's the most controversial statement you've ever made on this podcast.
It's a great movie. Really? Kung Pao's hilarious.
Is Steve Odenkirk?
Such a funny movie.
Alright.
Not bad.
Such a funny movie.
We can Once again, this. I find myself siding with Jeffrey.
Now I have to do Truth or Dare again. God damn it.
I dare you to travel around the world in 80 days.
Alright. Bada beep, bada boop, bada beep, bada bop. I'm done.
Damn you and your scatting skills. Shkibbidip fuck!
Scatted myself right around the world.
Stidoo bop, damn it! Shkidee bop, boop bop. Tits. Alright, well, I guess I have to give you my $1 million.
I guess so. I think I hear someone coming down the stairs, so we should probably
end. Sounds Bija and Mouse to Bobby like in footsteppiness.
Well, thanks for tuning in, guys.
Thanks for so much inside jokes in this episode. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
So much.
And as always,
thanks again to Fat Panda
for giving us this microphone.
Yes.
Just the microphone.
Just the microphone.
Right.
And as always,
good evening, my name is James Calloway, speaking on behalf of Jeffrey Berner and the If I'm Louder, I'm Right team. We have been tasked by our producers to say at the beginning or end of each episode, before the closing tag, to ask our listeners to do the following. 1. Check out the other podcasts that are on the Point and Yell Network. 2. Go to Point and Yell on Facebook and quote-unquote like it. 3. Go to iTunes and review and rate our podcast. Do these things and you will not be harmed. Thank you. Good evening. We would also like to thank very much Hattie Fever for writing and recording our theme music. Also, follow us on Twitter, at LouderAndRight, and feel free to tweet at us topic ideas that you may or may not have. Good night. Help!
This has been a Point and Yell. 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 This has been a Point. 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 This has been a Point.
Production. Yeah, I think the words, but sometimes they don't come out of my mouth no good.